Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay, I can't hear you.
Oh. Do you have your audio on?
This is working.
Is it working now?
I show my mic working. Oops. Maybe let's see if my speaker breaks. I need to switch to. Oh, no, you're good. It's like this also Zoom.
Stephanie, can you hear me?
Like the speaker. Okay, let's
I
go.
can hear you.
Like,
Can you hear me too?
I don't know what I need. Digital audio. Travel. Okay. I can't hear you.
We can hear each
Try
other.
another speakers. Okay, can't hear you. This one. Oh, they can all hear each other. And I can't hear. Okay. Select a speaker. I don't know. Digital audio. Don't know. I cannot hear anyone.
Is anyone making noises?
Oh, I can hear you.
Can
Perfect.
you hear us all now?
Yes, finally.
Okay, great. Craig solved it.
You're all too quiet, that's all.
Yeah, there was no noise to be heard. So thanks so much for meeting us today.
So are we ready to proceed, Rob?
I'm
Yes.
ready. Are you guys expecting anyone else to join?
It looks
No.
like there's a Matt Rowe who's entered the
Oh.
waiting room.
Oh, let me admit him.
Yes, that's the homeowner, yeah.
There we
Thanks.
go. Good morning. This is a hearing of the Highland City Land Use Appeals Hearing Officer. Today is Wednesday, the 17th of June, 2026. My name is Craig Call. I'm the hearing officer for Highland City. And we're here to consider a request for a variance involving property owned by Matthew Rowe. Let me start by having those that are present introduce themselves. So, Madison, would you start?
So I'm Madison Pastrana, and we are the landscape company doing the install. We also did the design for the property as well. And yeah, we're just currently pulling permits for the sauna and walls and all the fun things.
Okay, and who do you have with you there?
I'm Candace. I work with Maddie. I pull the permits, I put them in process and review them to make sure everything is in order for us to be able to get those permits.
Then I see we have Mr. Rowe, you're the property owner.
I am. Nice to meet you all. Thank you for taking the time to consider this variance. We're
Thank you.
just trying to build an awesome house and health and wellness is top of mind, and it seems like a lot of people are really investing in saunas and home gyms these days. So we think it'll add a lot of value to the property and also be, something cool that we can use with, neighbors and friends and things like that.
Okay, well, we'll certainly take time to get into the substance of it as we proceed from the city.
Rob Patterson, Highland City Attorney and Planner.
And
And
Stephanie Cottle, I'm the city recorder. And for the record, Candace, can you tell me how you spell your name?
Candace. And then my last name is Hill, Hill.
Thank you so much.
Course.
I appreciate the miracle of email because it helps me spell everything right. Because if you don't spell things right in an email, you lose all communication. All right. Well, let me just introduce a little bit about the process here. First of all, I have had no information about this matter at all, as is appropriate, except what I've received in writing with copies to everyone involved. So I'm open to whatever statements anyone wants to make to support or oppose the recommendation. I have reviewed the written materials, which are all part of the record. And those include basically the application for a variance and the justifications that support it, as well as the city's response. The email exchange we've had also is part of the record. This is being recorded, which is part of the record as well. And the process basically is, since the in a variance hearing, it's the property owner and the property owner's representatives who bear the burden of establishing that the variance qualifies or the situation qualifies for a variance. So we usually allow those who are proposing the variance and requesting it to go ahead and speak first. The city can then respond, and then we'll have a conversation about anything. It's not meant to be overly formal, but we do want to make sure we at least cover the minimums that are required by the state statute when we have a hearing like this. Let me also mention, a little out of view here is an intern, Luke Cook, who's also present and observing these proceedings. So, who would like to go ahead and go through the detail I need to hear on behalf of those who want the variance?
I can go, or you can go, and then Matthew can go.
Does that work? So we are proposing to put a sauna on this property, but our conflict is the sauna is 12 feet and 11 inches from that property line, where the required setback is 15 feet. So we're just asking for that 3 feet of, I guess, leeway to be able to build a sauna, because without it being that size, it wouldn't be able to fit more than one person in it.
Okay, so in order to grant a variance, there are five criteria that have to be met. They were outlined in your application, and I have had a look at them. The city, of course, responded to those same issues when it issued its response. There's no need to repeat things that are already written there, but if you want to emphasize anything or respond to what the city provided, you're welcome to do so. Basically, what the city is saying, what the criteria include the identification of an unreasonable hardship, of special circumstances related to the property, which are not created by the property owner, but are inherent in the dirt, in the land, and that there must be a substantial property right involved. The city basically has agreed with the other two criteria that it's in harmony with the general plan and represents substantial justice. But in these kinds of things, the first three are really quite difficult hurdles to cover. I don't live in Highland. I'm not in charge of what the rules should be there. And it's difficult for a land use hearing officer under Utah law to insert his opinion in place of the city council's rules that they have set. The city council, of course, is elected and has the responsibility to define what's appropriate and what's not. So the variance process is meant to be like a pressure relief valve on a water heater when there's something that's going on that's just really beyond what's normally to be provided for in the law, then the variance process, for example, could eliminate the interference of the constitutional property rights, such as the right of access or the right to use the land for any economically viable purpose at all. So the city is basically saying in its memorandum that the property does not represent an undue hardship, that the circumstances related to the location of the house on the property are created by the property owner, if not Mr. Rowe, then a previous property owner. And therefore, the variance process wouldn't apply because the situation is created by action of the property owner, not by the dirt itself. And also, the city makes the point that the right to install a sauna is not a protected property right under the Utah Constitution, such as the right of access or the right to some viable economic use. So, based on those, the city is saying the variance should not be approved. So, if I need to consider a response to that, you're welcome to provide it and help me as I analyze the issues here and come to a conclusion.
So if I'm understanding correctly, my neighbor has a shed right up next to their fence, and it's as large as the sauna that I'd be proposing to build. They're allowed to do that because it's defined as a shed, but I'm not allowed to put a sauna snug up against my house that doesn't go up against the property line simply because it's defined as a sauna and not a shed.
Mr. Patterson, would you like to respond?
What that shed is, the city's general rules are if anything that is 200 square feet or under does not qualify as an accessory building under city code and does not require a permit. So we do not have regulations. We don't impose setbacks on them. So typically people, we often see, tough sheds or small pergola type things installed. Those don't require permits. It can be built right on essentially up to property line. Of course, at the risk of the property owner with the public utility easements. I haven't looked at your neighbor's property. It may be that it's under 200 square feet. It may be that, I don't know the circumstances of it, so I can't comment on exactly why that was allowed. It's more of on your particular circumstances. And again, I don't disagree that this will have no impact to anyone else. In fact, it could be potentially allowed under a couple of scenarios, and I think I've outlined those before to your contractors. But essentially, if it's part of the house, attached to the house, it has to meet all the requirements for an addition, and potentially it does meet setbacks for an addition. It just has to have internal access to the home, which I get is a lot more expensive. You'd have to cut, through the existing walls and, put in a doorway, and that comes at cost. And I'm not ignorant to that. I'm not saying it's necessarily easy to do, but if you are not doing that part, then we treat it as an accessory building. Then you actually have to detach it from the home, keep it at least 6 feet away. And there's just, as you know, there's not quite enough room between your house wall and the side property line to keep it 6 feet from the home and 10 feet from the property line. So. As to the neighbor said, I'm not sure what's going on there. I could look into that and we can have a conversation about that. I'm happy to look into
I'm
that and get you an answer.
not here to play snitch on my neighbor. I like my neighbor, so I want to keep it that way.
No, I understand. And I always want to make sure we're being fair. I don't want to give someone something and because I don't like when someone said, well, the city let me do this or let my neighbor do this. Why can't I do this? And oftentimes the answer is we didn't allow it or we did, but there was, some other reason for it.
Yeah, it's funny that neighbor was actually, please invite me over to the sauna. So, city's not gonna let me do it. I mean, I don't know if this represents hardship. I don't. My guess is it won't. But we already did pour and put a pool in, It's ready for Larkin, Maddie, and Candace and their team to continue to kind of build out. So that's already in. And then we had designs on the other side of the yard to put in a pickleball court and a basketball court, just like all of my neighbors have for their kids. I've got four little kids. Their ages are, 3 to 9, a lot of energy, three boys, one girl. And so we badly need a lot of outdoor space to keep our kids entertained and sane. And so the challenge this presents to me is I would basically sacrifice a pickleball court and a basketball court that we had hoped to, build a lot of family memories with, because we already have the pool on the other side of the yard. And if I comply by all the other rules to build this sauna, I wouldn't have space in the yard to make it work. I guess the alternative would be put it in the smack dab middle of my yard, but I don't know about you guys, but I've never seen somebody put an accessory building in the smack center of their backyard. So there's no corner or side of the yard that I could reasonably fit this in, and it is my that is, by my design, it's by my doing. But I'm stuck in this situation where I can't move a pool that's already in, and I really don't want to eliminate the basketball court and the pickleball court. We're just trying to make a really, really fun home to raise our family in. We just moved here. We've been on the sidelines of the housing market for 3 to 4 years after moving from California. Finally decided we wanted to pull the trigger on this house, and our goal is to raise our kids through high school in this house and build a really fun, place for them to grow up. And the sauna is not necessarily for them. That's more for their mom and their dad. My wife loves to do, hot yoga and things like that. So that was the design. I don't think that qualifies really as like a hardship by the land. That's all driven by my landscaping designs. But we were just hoping, given it's really only a couple of feet over the line, it's going to be tucked away and feel pretty integrated to the house. I don't think it'd be disruptive to the neighbor. The neighbor house has a really, really tall fence. Given the land, it has a, I think it's like a 4% slope. And so the fence is really tall. I don't even think they would see the building at all or know it's there. They would think it's a shed. And so we just felt like it was pretty non-disruptive, but understand that the rules are the rules. Is there something that we can do to try and appeal further, or?
There is. Basically, I'm just a lawyer who can smooth the rough edges when it really creates a hardship, as the courts have defined the word hardship in this context. But the Planning Commission and the City Council, of course, can adjust and amend anything they wish to change. And if it doesn't work practically, it would apply not just to you, Mr. Rowe, but also to any property owner who needs that kind of flexibility. And perhaps the issue should be addressed on, for all the properties in the city and or in the zone at least, and not for just this one. But mainly, it's just beyond my power to do to grant a variance in a case like this where we haven't met the very significant thresholds that are required for by the state code to allow me as an independent hearing officer to ignore what the city council has set as the rules.
Okay. So is
By the
that.
way, you were wise in choosing Highland. It's a wonderful community, and I'm sure it's just the right place for you to raise those very energized kids. Sounds like a lot of fun.
is. So is that process through Rob? Like, is that.
Yes.
So I guess the appeal I would make to Rob just for this call and for the record is, I think saunas or just wellness in general is going to be one of the most explosive growing things. I think a ton of people are going to want to install one. There's plenty of kits that exist that are probably under 200 square feet. The problem is they are very small. They're meant for 1 to 2 people. and you can't really move around a whole lot in them. They have a heater, they have a bench or two, and you just kind of sit, and it's not communal by any means. So we were trying to design something that was, we could invite friends and, go dip in the pool, come over into the sauna, and not just have a limit of 1 to 2 people. So that would be my appeal to the city is, like, I think bigger saunas and custom saunas are going to be something that a lot of people start investing in. And if there's no way for them to build anything beyond 200 square feet without pushing it really inside the property lines, it's going to just be a lot of friction with the community going forward. I know my neighbor wants one as well. Not the one with the shed, but the new neighbor that's moving in next door. So I don't know if there's some way to kind of push that, agenda forward, but I feel like this carve out of people trying to invest in their health needs to be considered. It's not like we're putting in a giant pool house or, a mother-in-law, suite or anything like that. It's just a building that happens to be a tad over 200 square feet.
Well, I think those are good arguments and points to make to the legislative bodies that can change the rules. So let me refer you to Rob and his staff for future conversations. But basically, I'll allow you not to necessarily take more time during this hearing because the you'll want to discuss it extensively with the city as you work through that potential solution.
Agreed.
So, thank you. I appreciate your help with this. The conclusion is I'm not able to grant a variance in this situation. I'll prepare a written decision to that effect. And again, appreciate the courtesy extended, all the good work that's been done to bring this matter forward. The arguments you've made and the persuasive comments you've made are not your preparation is not in vain. It's just perhaps in a different arena where the solution might be found.
Understood. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. That should complete our business here today.
Thank you
Thanks.
all.
Rob,
Thank you.
is there a way that, the smaller group could meet?
Yes. Well, Craig's off the line. I'm going to end the recording here. Hold on. If I figure out how to do that.